Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 28 through 32. What is your opinion? Jesus said, a man had two sons. He came to the first and said, Son, go out and work in the vineyard today. He said in reply, I will not. But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, Yes, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, The first. Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that you did not, even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him. What is your opinion? Who does the will of the Father? It is someone who seeks not a human reward. If you say yes, sir, and go about your own business, then the divine doesn't keep your gift, but gives it to others who follow through without giving any rift. Seek what God orders as the truth of salvation, and you too will save souls by your explanation without any aggravation. Live the seven corporal works of mercy by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. Then you will begin living the seven spiritual works of mercy by teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. To patiently bear the wrongs of others will prove you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. For you forgive as much as you bear any and all wrongs to be the mercy God asks us all to share, not beware, but to give and to care. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We begin a retreat this weekend. Today it begins at 1 o'clock and runs through Sunday. Please say a prayer for our men in blue and our team of brothers for Kairos. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 21 with verses 28 through 32. It is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem this morning, and it's ongoing. It's titled, But Go, Not Commitment, Faint. Opinion yours is what remand? Sons too had a father he confides, saying to the first his parental demand, "Today, vineyard, go and work outside." Son replied, did he, saying, "No, I won't. Mind changed later, see, he did what he don't." Next, son ordered, same pill, outside work, vineyard complaint, replying, "Sir, yes, I will, but go not, commitment faint." Which one completed the will of the father? The first, they all answered. You, I say, amen, even farther. Prostitutes and collectors of tax, heaven bound, knew before, he stammered. Righteousness, way came John's bid. Him believed not. Prostitutes and collectors of tax did. Minds changed not. Him believed. Forgot. Amen. I'm Thomas Sheriff Bruce Williams. It is May 18th, 2023. I'm recording this morning early at 4:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings, as my good friend John once said to me. And we close today at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus. Thanking you for your time this morning in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Remain in the name of Jesus. And you too will reap heaven's reward. Amen. God bless you.